it can be a little bit different than just presenting a lesson at times. And I always like to have a good discussion. And I'm hoping it's going to go well tonight. There was a few different ways, and I always say this, I know, but a few different ways I could have gone with this lesson. And I was just talking with someone Sunday about when you forget your notes, it's a terrible feeling. And I did forget them in a bit. But I have them on my phone, so that's okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about some social, not really political, issues that are going on in our nation today, because I think it's important that we talk about it and we discuss it. A few weeks ago, as many of you know, I know I was at work. I got a call from Augusta. She sounded out of breath, said she was running, and very upset. And I'm, you know, to me the phone is just, tell me what you need, you know, where at and what time. I don't like talking on the phone much. So I'm like, you know, just say it already. And then she told me and said a student had shot himself, or there was a shooting at Ethan's school. Because in that first minute, I'm thinking some medical problem or something else, and I start getting a little worked up a little bit and trying to wonder. And then we heard about this shooting. This was just, I didn't look at my dates, a couple weeks after the Florida high school shooting. And we have some guys who work part-time in my community where we live in Jackson. So we grabbed some radios, we started listening, trying to get their frequency, finding out what's going on. I talked to my assistant chief, and I drove down there. And obviously, as you can imagine, it was chaos. There were cars everywhere. There were helicopters flying around. You know, it's one of those scenes that you see on the television. I know some of us were texting back and forth, and I even made mention that this is anywhere. We always think it's somewhere else, and then it's going to happen here. And just, I think, a week or two ago, the police chief gave his press conference, if you didn't see it, and the student, I know it sounds kind of dramatic when I say it, but chilling, because you could hear in his voice when he was talking, and some of the things, you know, he was saying about the letters, the notes they found from this student, what he wanted to do. He wanted to replicate Columbine and what happened there. He had roughly 80 rounds with him. And they have video of him coming out of the restroom with the gun. And there were four students in the near proximity there. So it's chilling when you hear him then say these things. And obviously you get into a discussion. And I'm sure everyone else here has had these exact same discussions. And while I don't want to get into a political gun debate, I somewhat do. But we're not going to get political with this and go down that road here. But one of the things, when I went back to work, I was there for a couple of hours, and Augusta then came, and I went back. They were going to release the students. No one was harmed, except for the student himself. And I started talking with my assistant chief, and one of the questions we were asking, and I'll back up a little bit in a minute, one of the questions that I said, why is this happening now? Why are we getting all of these and more? There was one in Maryland that just happened a few days ago. And it's like every week you hear one of these things. Why is this taking place? I went to Garfield in the 90s. And you know, it was easier. It's no easier today. It's actually even more difficult today to get a gun than it was then. This is where I'm telling you I wanted to get in a bit of a gun debate, but don't want to get into a gun debate. So did we not have that big of a problem then, but we have it now? And we started going through different issues. So I want to bring up some of these things, and we're going to reference some things in the Bible here in just a few moments. But why do you think? Why are these things happening now? Why is it a problem today, and it wasn't such a problem just a couple of years ago in the 90s?
Video games,
right. And that's one of the things we brought up. What is it with video games? Do you know what the most popular video game is? Grand Theft Auto. It's called Grand Theft Auto, and there's not just one version. They have to keep, and you get points based on killing, rape. These are things in a video game that you do, and you're absolutely right. And what do video games do? You start over, right? So when you die in a video game, you get to start over. You can do whatever you want in that video game. You know what? You keep doing that repeating that, doing it over and over again, and then that kind of becomes the norm. Go ahead, Heather. A gateway drug. Right. A gateway drug to violence is what Heather just said. Right. Absolutely. No consequence. Right. No matter what you do, whether you, in the game, quote unquote, in the game, kill someone, die, whatever, you come back, there's no consequence. We're going to get back to consequences in just a few moments, too. The front. Yes. Yep. Yes. Absolutely. If you didn't hear Brother Etheridge, he talked about the fact that we have taken God out of everything, especially the schools. You cannot mention God. You cannot bring God into the schools, unfortunately, and that's what it seems like. One of the verses that I always go back to is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. And Christ here tells us what? And this, I'm jumping way ahead of where I wanted to get, because I wanted to get to this verse and us to think about this. But when we talk about taking God out of schools, especially in everything we do, in school, work, in our home life, and everything, Matthew 6, verse 33, Christ says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." I've often used the fact that if we were to put our list of priorities up, and we would list those things. Where does God fall? Where does our home life fall? Where do video games fall? Where does entertainment fall? Everything else. So what else? What are some other reasons why these things are happening today? Lack of parenting? Way you were raised?
Most of it starts at home.
At home.
Lack of responsibility
to the parents' things.
That's where it really all starts.
One of the things in a conversation we had, too, to go along with this, and Jesse, I think you brought it up too, with its consequence at home. Now, I was not a bad kid. We did have a paddle at home. And I remember it seeing it on top of the refrigerator, sitting there. Now, and it wasn't used often, but when I would walk by when I was a kid, I would see it. And you know what it made me think? If I do something wrong, there's a consequence, right? And any action that we take, there's a consequence to it. And Brother Taylor, you're absolutely right. It starts at home. It is in our homes, how we're raised. The problem, one of the problems too, why we're having this problem issue today is it's in the home, and kids don't understand that there's a consequence to what their actions are. Do whatever you want. Well, I guess this is kind of it's not really along the lines. I'm jumping way ahead of myself here. But yeah, there's no consequence to any action we take. And again, it goes back, I think it does start with video games. It starts in the home. And those things go together, because if parents aren't monitoring what their kids are on these video games, we got a video game, or the boys did, a couple years ago for the holidays. And there was a game that came with it, and I put it in, take a look, and they can't play this game. There's more language in there than I hear at work sometimes. Go ahead. Yeah. Right on. I think you're exactly, you hit the point exactly, because social media was one of the things that we brought up in talking. It was actually, I happened to be in uniform when I went up. They kind of let me in the line and said, I'm here as dad, not as, you know, on duty. They said, no, you're fine. And I went over and I stood by the transportation people, and we were talking. That was one of the things we talked about, was social media. And you hit a couple of things, actually, in social media when you talk about it. One, bullying. Bullying's a large issue. Is it any more of an issue today? And I'm not sure. I think it, I want to say yes. I want to say no, first of all. And then I want to say yes, because like you said with social media, when you were bullied at school, when you left school, that's usually where it ended for the most part.
You were always bullied back then. Nobody bothered
right.
you. They bullied you all the time. If you were a freshman, you got hated. I mean, not, you know, but people got, you know, high school was like that all the time.
Right.
Well,
it's stopped, right? Right. Right. And well, I think you're right either way. If you say it is, and that's why I'm even between, because I think, in a sense, I'm like, it's no worse, but it is, because you're right. Because when you go home, it's still there now. It's social media. And we hear these kids that, unfortunately, they take their own lives and they talk because online, right? And they mention that. So online, they did this and that. So bullying, a big thing. Social media was one of the big things we did talk about, because that's another thing, too. That also, if you remember when Jerome, in his meeting here not too long ago, he had an entire lesson on social media. And he talked about it and the dangers of it. And again, everything goes back to the home, right? Now, what are our kids on? What are they doing? Here's the thing today, and I know I'm kind of jumping around on some of these things. When we were there in the parking lot, I was always against, you know, him having a phone. Long story, we have a used one. My dad put him on their plan not too long ago, and it was the greatest thing that he was able to text that he's okay when they're locked down, they're locked in the room. That was a great thing. These things are dangerous, right? There's so much I can do with this little thing right here. You can kill somebody with this, right? And again, this goes back to the home, where as parents, we have responsibilities. We have to make sure that we are doing this. And I have an article I'm gonna read in just a moment as well. But yeah, social media, anything else? Go ahead. Right. And again, that again, like you said, that falls back to the home, that falls back to us as parents, responsibility, what we need to do. Brother Etheridge.
Another one is we choose poor role models for kids.
Yes.
They're sports figures, they're into drugs, illicit relationships.
Right.
You know, when I was a kid, it used to be Washington and Lincoln. People like that were the role models. It's not like that anymore. The scum of the earth has become the role models.
I was reading an article yesterday. One of the players the Browns are looking to draft, his girlfriend's pregnant, and there was an article it's praising that. And again, you're absolutely right. It's the role models. And these are all great answers. I'm sure we can go for a lot longer with these, and I'm going to move them a little bit along here. And one of the things when I was back at the station, I was talking to the assistant chief, and we were talking about, you know, why this is going on, why this is happening. He has a Bible on his desk, and I pointed right to it. I said, that's the number one reason, right here. Because, and again, as you said, Brother Etheridge, we've taken God out of everything. Everything we have, we've taken God out of. And it's almost as if at times that we're afraid. If you remember in Matthew chapter 16 that Christ rebuked Peter when he was so quick to speak up, and he said the phrase that he told Jesus he wouldn't be killed. And you remember, what did Christ say then? Get behind me, Satan. Absolutely. He wanted him back. And too often, we, I don't think, have that, as a nation especially, we don't have that approach, right? You know what the attitude of our country is today? Well, do whatever you want. Be whatever you want. We had a, at work, we had this HR, and don't record any of this right now. So HR handed out these pamphlets, and you were supposed to, because I'm going to get it wrong is the thing, but we were talking about this, put your, how you identify, so to speak, it's probably the best way. So one of the guys, the inspectors that I work with, he said he's going to put a, he's going to be a purple unicorn. And then someone started laughing. We've gotten this discussion with this person before, but about, you know, well, you can use any restroom you want to. You can choose what you want, and that's when, where he was going with this. Well, why can't I be a unicorn? And again, now this same person, I will say too, we've had this discussion, and when these things happen, you know, when I talked about the gun debate, we talked about guns, right? And they said, well, we need to get rid of guns. If you want to have a political debate afterwards, I'll be more than happy to talk with you about this, but I'm going to get to a point here, and don't worry. Well, guns are the problem. We ban guns, you're going to stop this from happening. And again, I said earlier here was that when I was in school, it was not easier to get a gun. It was easier, if not as hard. It's harder today, wherever I'm trying to say. So we have the guns, right? And I said, you know what we need to do? I said, are you okay with banning alcohol? Because do you know more people are killed by drunk drivers every year than they are by guns? Well, that's different. Oh, is it? You want to ban guns, you say that's the problem, but now you're not okay with banning alcohol. Why? Because you drink alcohol. I said, you know what we need to do? We need to ban murder. If you ban murder, you make it illegal that no one can do it, then, oh, we already have that, right, Brother Taylor? Yes. Right. Right. And again, Peter, you almost would think he would be invincible to such things. You would think. Right.
And what are they letting their kids do? And, you know, I mean, like this bombing guy, I heard on the today down in Texas. They said, this kid, he was a good kid.
Right.
Had no record.
Right.
Nothing like that. But somewhere along the line, the parents failed. I mean, to me, that's what happened.
Right.
Somewhere, they didn't know that kid at all.
Right. Right, absolutely. And what Brother Taylor mentioned too in verse 23 of Matthew 16, continuing, after Peter said, get behind me, or excuse me, after Christ told Peter, get behind me, Satan, he says, you're a hindrance to me, for you're not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. And again, that is, we can, all these things we can take, and the reason why I bring up all these items, all these things, is the fact that everything points back to the fact that we all have our minds set on the things of this world and then not that of God. We're not worried about where God comes in. Now, I pulled up this article, and I was supposed to have it on paper, but I'm glad I actually looked it up on my phone first. But it was PBS NewsHour, and it says, analysis, 10 ways we can prevent school shootings right now. And then it lists things, what schools can do, teach social and emotional skills, hire more counselors and school resource officers. Use technology to identify troubled students. What communities can do was the next part. Doctors should conduct standard mental health screenings. 5, enlist social media companies in the effort to detect threats. Which I would agree that there could be a positive to that in there. 6, think critically about your child's social media use. Absolutely. Right. Okay, I'm going to say it. Right, I didn't think I'd be worried about this because back in my day, We didn't have all of these, you know, the social media. Get on your phone. Like I said, that's why these things can be dangerous here. But again, we have to understand, and I'm glad they put this in there. It says think critically about it. Well, not just think critically. Be in their business, right? Kids want to, don't get in my business. And I knew a lot more than what my parents knew when I was younger. I always say that. But consider what your child is missing out on. Now, this is what it's talking about here, but it's talking about the digital devices, the phones, the Kindles, and everything else. And that's another thing, right? And we have to tell the boys at times, especially, I won't name them, but the younger one, you have to get off of that. Go outside and run. I was outside. I was laying in the grass, eating bugs, everything else, right? I wasn't on a phone or a Kindle and seeing people go out there. And I apologize. I'm going to get through these quick. Assess your child's relationships, which, again, the Bible even addresses this, right? And who our friends are. Are we choosing our friends? Are friends choosing us? It says fret productively about screen time. And, again, this talks about, again, going back to devices. Number 10, then, it says talk with your child. And, again, I think all of us would agree. And the one thing I'd say, well, the next point, but it should be the first point, is what? Is to remember God. Bring God in first. Get our Bibles. Bring those up. You know, and it's one of those things, and I don't know how to word it correctly, and anyone take me the wrong way, but, you know, we come together and we sit, and this is our worship, this is our study period right now, and then we come together for worship, too, on Sundays. We cannot think of God and think of us being Christians that, well, that's just because what we do and have this in our mind, right? We're Christians 24/7 all the time. And it is something that's going to help us. It's something that's going to lead us every single day in our lives. And again, when I talked about Peter earlier, you know, when Christ told him to get behind me, Satan, are we not saying the same thing? Are we not thinking the same? Are we so worried about what the world is going to think that we're going to go along with everything else here? Because guess what? I want to go along with it because I want to be one. I've used this before, but you probably heard me say this, but it was not too long ago, and I forget what car company it was. I think it was a car company. But everyone's like just this grayed out color, right? And everyone's walking like robots. And everyone gets in their cars and goes to work. And then you have, I don't know, someone hopping and skipping, and they're all orange and bright, and they get in some little Volt or something, a scooter on four wheels. And it's like, well, be different, right? Apple, Mac has always been that way. I've asked some of you actually about a Mac because I was kind of looking at them, and you know how they're different? Yeah, because they're $1,000, $2,000 more than, that's how they're different. I'm sorry. Autumn, go ahead, please. Right. No, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. We're so busy in the world, in our lives, that we don't stop. It made me think, not too long ago, I can't even think of it anymore. It was on TV, there was a movie, and there was a photographer, and he was up in the mountains, and he was going to shoot an animal with the camera. And then he didn't do it, and he put the camera down. The other guy said, well, why didn't you take the picture? He goes, because sometimes I want to enjoy. I want to, you know, enjoy the moment, be in the moment. And not exactly what you're talking about, but that's right. We have to stop everything else that we're doing, that we're taking pictures of everything, and not just stop, understand, talk to our kids. You know what the other problem, too, when we talk about social media and electronics, not just the kids. It's the adults. I've gotten myself caught up in doing things and going back to here, to here, to here, and I want to get this. You know, and I didn't stop. I need to ask and find out. One of the things, too, that we continue or we go, well, a little bit in Matthew 16, when Jesus asked, who do you say the Son of Man is? In Matthew chapter 16, in beginning of verse 16, so Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again, we see this this moment here, and it should speak to us and talk to us about what we're doing in our life. And I agree with you, just like you said, we have to stop. What's more important to us in this life? Again, I'll keep going back to this, not to get political about this, but right now we're so worried about these bans on guns and laws, more laws on guns. But we're not getting to the point, right? We can say mental illness. We can say this or that. But the real point is God. When do we stop and say, maybe we haven't really been doing things right the last 10, 20, 30 years, whatever it may be? When do we stop as a country what we're doing and think, maybe we need to get back to God? Maybe we need to put God back in. And how are we going to do that? Start respecting Him. Absolutely. Matt? Start with ourselves. We had this discussion, I know, down at the Waco congregation too, is too often I think that we believe that someone else is going to take care of it and someone else is going to do it. If they know what's right, right? They know what to do. Are you sitting here now maybe thinking that same thing? That was my invitation, so you'll hear that again. But are we thinking that same thing right now, that someone else is going to do it and someone else is going to take care of it? But it does start with each and every one of us. And we have to be out there. We have to show. And we have to... Who has never had a Jehovah's Witness come to your door? You never had one? Really? You live out a little way. They don't want to. We lived, when we first got married, we lived at our house. It was pretty close to a Kingdom Hall. And they would come often. And I've told the story before, but there was a young man. He barely could drive, and it said elder on there. We talked about qualification. He said, I know, but so-and-so tells me this. And then that's why I said, well, show me in the Bible. You know, who told you this? Show me in the Bible. But we have to be ready to always answer, to defend. And the Scriptures tell us this specifically. In 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 15, in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. And I actually like how it's worded. And I don't usually use the NIV, but how it had it worded in there. And we have to be ready, right? Because of all of these things. So when you're asked, and again, there was no, I expected the answers I got, and that was a good thing here. But when we're asked, when these social things happen, how do we answer them? Where do we go? Is it because, well, guns did this, right? Because guns, when it comes down to it, if you're a parent, yeah, absolutely, I can understand if you lost a child to that, that you would feel that way. But again, we have to come back to God, because somebody, that gun didn't pick itself up and point it at someone, right? Matt.
Anytime a tragedy happens and someone begins to make their political standpoint on an issue, you've already lost your value in the game. And that's what I think is a major issue, that these are the shootings that abide, and the right or the left are the main issue. Things,
right.
You forget to be a human being and remember that, you know, children die. And
Right, and you're absolutely right, and I see it all the time. It's one side will jump out for one end, one side will jump out right away the other. And the most important thing is, absolutely, a life was lost. And I don't know, maybe I've just had the wrong newscast on, but I haven't heard anyone really talk about God. There is, I'll back up, there is one, and I can talk about that at a later time, too. But good point, absolutely, Barb. Correct. Right.
And our responsibility, and we were so pleased that our parents took the time to teach us that. We parents are not taking the time to teach the kids the responsibility they need to learn.
Right. I can say this, and again, the guy I share my desk next to in an office with right now, we talked about this very thing and discipline, and that was one. Because, again, when we talked about consequence earlier, there is no consequence to what's being done today. And that my mom did not beat me in any way. My mother never abused me. And please don't get the wrong impression, because it was only maybe a couple of times that I was spanked. But again, I saw that up there because of discipline. And you know what discipline has taught me? What has discipline taught you?
Respect.
Absolutely, respect. That we have that respect, and we have the most respect, the utmost respect for God. Right? And why? Why do we have that respect? Brother Etheridge. Oh, yeah, please. Sure. Yes.
Sandy Hook shooter has broken home.
Right.
The shooter you talked about broke their home living with grandma part of the time. The murder suicide in Philadelphia.
Yes.
You analyze all these things, and by and large, most of it is going to be coming out of broken homes.
Right.
No father figure.
Right.
No discipline. Mom's out working to support the family. It's a huge mess.
Right.
Absolutely,
and if you didn't hear what Brother Etheridge was talking about, excuse me, it was the one thing in common also is the fact that these shooters, for the most part, at least the ones we've talked about, came from broken homes. No father figures, no discipline that's there. And again, it goes back to what Brother Taylor, you talked about even earlier, was in the home. That needs to begin, start in the home, that needs to stay in the home, and it's constant. It's one of those things now, especially as I have a teenager, it's a battle, right, at times. And a battle in a good way that I have to understand it that way, and I have to be involved. Even though he's going to, what are you doing? That I have to be there. We have to do that. We have that responsibility. Cody, let me get you. Right. That has to say something. And again, why is our discussion still in our nation today, is it still on guns themselves? And don't get me wrong, am I not saying maybe there needs to be this or this, but whatever we would get to, it still doesn't negate the fact that we've left God out of everything. It doesn't negate the fact that murder is still murder, and it's still wrong, and it's still illegal. Right? We banned murder. And jokingly, I guess I can kind of say that earlier when I was talking to someone. So does that mean we take every single gun away and no one's going to be killed? Why I brought up the drinking and driving and drinking in general. Right? There are more killed by drunk drivers. And how many have you heard during any of this year in these shootings, did anyone recommend we also ban drunk driving? Raise your hand if you've heard that. Not a single person, right? Raise your hand if you've heard the solution is to get back to God. Yeah, I did hear that. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well,
Right. Oh, right. And what are the consequences then? Right. And I'll leave with this. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. We've all heard this, right? And what is it? What does it say that man's all is? It says, the end of the matter has all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Right? And this kind of sums up a lot of what we were talking about, too, is that the fact that we haven't feared, we don't fear God, we haven't feared. Where are we going to be in 10 years? I ask this question all the time. Where are we going to be then? Right? The things shocked us. There are some things now that don't shock us in our nation today. But I hope everyone enjoyed this. I wanted to have a discussion here because I think we have to do something. There's a lot more I have to say with this, but we have to be that example. We have to do something. And as Brother Matt said, it starts with us. It starts with each one of us as an individual. Thank you.